You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's our first chat with you since the election. Lots has been going on. Been an interim PM for a while, and of course we've finally seen what the incoming government's formation is going to look like, which leaves you guys as the opposition with, I guess, a bit of sharpening of priorities. What is, I guess, the lie of the land, particularly for the Labour Party's priorities in this opposition term?
Yeah, well, the Labour Party obviously has just been released from the, you know, the shackles of being the caretaker government that happened on Monday. Up until that point, our job has really been to keep the country ticking over while the incoming government sorted themselves out. They've now done that, although arguably they still need to do a bit more sorting themselves out given the fiasco that we've seen in the last couple of days. But our role now as the opposition really is for the next 18 months or so really is to scrutinise the decisions that they're taking, to make sure we take a bit of time to reflect ourselves on the policy ideas that we want to work up for the next election so that we go into the next election with a revised and a refreshed, policy agenda that we can take into government in 2026.
What in particular are ringing alarm bells for you at the moment? Because it has been quite a tumultuous week of, I guess, announcements and changes and positions being taken by this incoming government. Anything in particular that you're feeling might require some attention?
Well, really, it's a smorgasbord of problems that the incoming government has created for themselves. The idea that you can pay for tax cuts by increasing the number of people who are smoking and increasing the number of people who are gambling is morally bankrupt, and that seems to be their current position. Then we've got Winston Peters and David Seymour completely at odds over changes to the Overseas Investment Act in terms of whether or not there should be a national interest test in the Overseas Investment Act, something New Zealand first supported when they were in government with us and have now signed a deal that says they're going to support the repeal of when the ACT Party sponsor that in this current government, but now seem to be saying, well, maybe they're not going to do that. And of course, you've got Winston Peters attacking the media in violation, potentially, of the laws around the independence, editorial independence of organisations like Radio New Zealand and TVNZ, and Christopher Luxon doing absolutely nothing about that. So, I think really it's been a shambolic start for the new government.
What do you make of the way, this particular three-way coalition has been divided? Do you have any particular thoughts about the policies that have been agreed upon or the way that power has perhaps been spread out at the moment?
The concept of a three-way coalition isn't in itself anything particularly to be concerned about. That's the nature of MMP. But I think this particular three-way coalition, where you've got David Seymour and Winston Peters taking pot shots at each other already, and they're only 2 days in, is actually a bit of a worry, because it's clear that they're not going to be able to agree on very much. They're going to spend a lot of time squabbling with each other, and ultimately New Zealand's going to go backwards.
We have quite a diverse opposition, you know, outside of Labour as well. There's a big contingent from the Greens, the biggest that there's ever been, and also a huge contingent for Te Pāti Māori at the moment as well. Have you been having conversations with leaders of those parties about perhaps ways that you'll be working together or points that you share at the moment?
It's early days yet. We've only obviously had 2 days in opposition so far. Up until then, we've been focused on our responsibilities as the caretaker government. But I'm sure that we'll work with the Greens and with Te Pāti Māori over the coming term on areas where we do have a common interest. I think we'll all be, as opposition parties, concerned about the nature of the incoming government's commitments in terms of taking us backwards when it comes to issues around Te Treaty and around Te Reo Māori. And I'm sure that we can work together on those. I think we'll all be very concerned about the work that the incoming government are going to do that's going to take us backwards on climate change. You know, we've actually been making real progress on climate change in the last couple of years. We've finally seen our emissions reducing, and the incoming government want to reverse all of the decisions that have got us to that point.
Now, speaking of that caretaker period, there was a lot of pressure and is still a lot of pressure from the public and from various activist groups and humanitarian organisations for a call from leadership, particularly from yourself and from Christopher Luxon, to call for a ceasefire in Gaza at the moment. You have done this now as specifically, you said, the Labour leader, not as the caretaker Prime Minister. It's quite a difficult line to tread there. Why specifically were you speaking in that capacity?
Unfortunately, as a caretaker prime minister, I couldn't make a statement on an issue like that without consulting and getting the agreement of the incoming government, and they did not agree to calling for a ceasefire. So I was unable to do that officially on behalf of New Zealand as caretaker prime minister. But given the length of the coalition talks, I wasn't simply willing to just sit and wait any longer, as I made the statement as the leader of the Labour Party. Now, I would have made that statement earlier had I not been caretaker Prime Minister, but I do have to adhere to our constitutional conventions and follow the direction of the incoming government in the meantime.
Well, now that we have more clear lines about who's doing what role and the constitution covers that in a different way, is this going to continue to be a priority for you and for your party in calling for a permanent ceasefire? Is that something that you will be prioritising?
I think everybody watching the TV news at night and seeing the horrific scenes from Gaza recognises that the armed conflict, the killing of innocent people, has to stop. And that means an end to hostilities from Hamas, and it means an end to hostilities from the Israeli Defence Force as well. The Hamas attack on Israel was totally unjustified. It was barbaric. Innocent people were butchered, and we should not in any way excuse that. But we also have to recognise that the Israeli response has resulted in innocent civilians being killed who have had nothing to do with Hamas's attacks on Israel, and that's also wrong.
We have seen for the last 5 weeks thousands of New Zealanders every weekend heading out to have their voices heard in calling for a ceasefire. Do you think that the incoming government has heard that? Do you think that that has been recognised? Because there's been quite a lot of silence coming out of that space.
I think the incoming government needs to show leadership on the issue, absolutely. And, you know, that's really now a question for them.
I want to just quickly, before we let you go, Chris, ask you about long-term priorities for Labor, because this is quite a significant loss that you've had in this election, and it is going to mean perhaps some reprioritisation for the party. Early days at the moment, but what is, I guess, the key conversations that you are turning to internally when you're looking to the future for Labor?
Well, the challenges we face in 2026 will be very different to the challenges we faced in 2023. So I think it's appropriate to take a bit of time to reflect on the things that we achieved in government, the things that we're proud of, and the things that we do differently next time. And then, you know, we will go into the next election with, you know, a refreshed, you know, policy agenda for the 2026 to 2029 parliamentary term. But, you know, that's still quite a long way away. So I think for now, the priority has to be on, you know, reflecting and making sure that we're listening to the public. You know, we're understanding their hopes and aspirations.
Well, thank you very much. I thought you were done there.
Around it better speaks to that.
Fantastic. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off at the end there. But
right.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Chris. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Thank you very much to Chris Hipkins for speaking with us this morning. Keep your texts coming in on 5395. It's very interesting to hear your thoughts. Weird old time in politics in Aotearoa at the moment. This is Work with a track called Lumps. New band out of Tamaki Makaurau.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.